So a long time ago, in a land far, far away, there was a king. And this king, well, he really liked power and all the things that come with being a king. And his wife was pregnant. And so he had an old man. So back then, old men were like known to tell the future. And they had a wise old man come to his court and give him kind of a prophecy about his son. So this wise old man said, like wise old men sometimes say, that your son's going to be either two things: a great king who makes a really big empire, or he's going to be a king, but of like a kind of a spiritual sense. And his father was like, hold on a second. That spirituality is nice and all, but I kind of want that power and the land and the kingdom that comes with it. So he sheltered his son, knowing that spirituality arises from suffering. That's kind of a Eastern thought of spirituality. So regardless, his son grew up doing princely things, riding horses, shooting arrows, bows and arrows, sword fighting, and whatever else princes do. I haven't experienced it, so I wouldn't know. He was in a castle, and his father made sure no suffering was in this castle, no old age, no sickness, no death. And so finally, he asked his favorite servant, hey, dude, will you take me hunting? And the dude was like, yeah, sure, man. So he took him hunting. And so out on their hunting trip, he runs by a guy who's kind of like laying down and doesn't look too well, maybe a little green. He doesn't know what's up. So he asks him, what's wrong with you, man? And he's like, oh, I'm sick. And the prince is like, oh, man, I don't know what that is, but it doesn't look good. So he goes back to the castle, and he's like thinking about it, like, well, I never knew what sickness was. How could this be? I'm in a world in which everything is good, but all of a sudden it's kind of like breaking apart. So he asked this guy, his dude, I guess, as we're calling him, to bring him back out to the castle. And Mr. Dude doesn't really get what's going on. Like he keeps enabling this guy. And I don't think the king really likes it. Regardless, they go on out and they find somebody who's old. And the prince has never seen anybody old before in his whole life. And he's like, well, what's wrong with you? And he's like, my back hurts. I have gray hair. And like, he's older than me. So he goes back to the castle and he's like, oh man, there's sickness and oldness. Can this get worse? But he goes back out again with the same favorite servant, and he asks, well, he actually goes by a hut, right? And he goes into the hut and he sees somebody sleeping, and it was the sick guy before. And he's like, why is this man sleeping? It's in the middle of the day. I do that sometimes too, but it's not that normal. And he asks, and he says, oh, that man is dead. And that was really powerful because he had never experienced death in his life. So he didn't even know what death was. So he goes back to the castle that night and it's like, sickness, age, and death. Could this get worse? It does for him. But regardless, he goes and he tells his servant in the middle of the night, I need to leave. So he kisses his wife on his head, her head, and then sneaks out of the castle with his servant's help. And so he goes to the countryside and starts encountering suffering of all kinds, poverty, starvation, sickness. And he starts bringing it on himself because the thought back then was you bring these things on yourself to kind of find enlightenment through that suffering. So he started bringing all these horrible things onto himself. And for a while, he just did that. So one day he was under a tree and he was almost about to die from starvation. A fun time, I don't know. And a stranger approached him and he said, hey dude, you want some rice? He's like, yeah. So he took the rice. And then as he took the rice, he realized, wait, hold on a second. Suffering really extremely isn't doing this for me, but also living in bliss didn't do this for me. And when I ate this rice, I felt better than I was at suffering, but also better than I was in bliss. So the idea of moderation comes to mind, right? Like being right in the middle. And under that tree, as I called it in the last service, the special tree, he found enlightenment and was called the Buddha. And what he really talks about is that middle path, that live in between that suffering and that kind of ignorance of suffering. All right, guys, let's go to RE.